Third Psalm is our reading for tonight. And then in the silence, you can color and just kind of contemplate the message that you're getting from the 23rd Psalm tonight. And as you kind of color, it actually lets you enter into what we call our bright brain, where more of our emotions and feelings and all are. And it helps you just connect more with the scripture. So just allow yourself to do that. And then we'll do like we normally do, and we'll do this three times where we'll color. And then after the fourth reading, I actually have a guided meditation that we're going to do, because it's really neat if we can allow ourselves to enter into a scripture and be in that space with it. And so we're going to do that tonight, and just to try something different. So let's open in prayer. Father God, just thank you so much for this time, just to set aside in the beginning of our week to come and get quiet and to see what it is that you have for each one of us. Allow each one of us to meet you and have you meet us wherever we need it most tonight. I pray for our imaginations to be opened to our receiving your experience and this time with you tonight. In your Son's name, amen. Be at peace as you listen for the Holy One. 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Allow God to direct you to a word or a phrase from the second reading of the text. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. During the silence, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer. For those wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you can do that as you come forward to light a candle or as you exit the worship center. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As we enter into our time of guided contemplation, if you're comfortable, you can go ahead and put the things on the floor. You won't need anything in your lap. So if that's good for you, you can put things on the floor. And I'm going to read through the scripture one more time throughout and then pause through a second reading. I invite you, if you're comfortable, to please close your eyes and just listen as we go through the guided contemplation. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As I read through it a second time, I invite you to envision yourselves within the text. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. How does the phrase, I shall not be in want, speak to you today? He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Envision Jesus as your shepherd, inviting you to lay down in a green pasture. Feel the grass beneath your body. What do you smell? What do you hear? How are you feeling? Can you see the quiet stream beside you? What do you hear? Where do you feel rested in your body? Smell the fresh water. Rest there. Let Jesus restore your soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Jesus invites you to get up and follow him along his path of righteousness. See him leading you with his rod and his staff. How are you feeling as you follow him? What do you see along the road? Are there any shadows along the road? What do these shadows represent in your life? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Watch as Jesus prepares a table for you. Look and see what he places on the table. Take your time. Carefully look. Silently name what you see. Gather these things into your arms and into your heart. They are gifts that Jesus gives to each of you each day. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Watch as Jesus anoints your head with oil and pours his Holy Spirit into you and over you. Receive. Feel the oil on your head. Imagine yourself being like a cup filled to overflowing with Jesus' living water spilling out onto the ground around you. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Take a few moments to feel Jesus' love for you, his goodness surrounding you, and the truth that you dwell in his presence forever. Amen.